Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Southern Baptist Convention passed a resolution supporting Israel and opposing the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. With over 46,000, almost 47,000 churches and 50,000 plus or so churches and other mission organizations, the Southern Baptist organization represents 16 plus million people in the country, and they took a stand on the side of Israel. And that is a very encouraging sign when some religious organizations are taking a wrong stand opposing Israel.
Absolutely. I know, Matt, you had the honor recently to serve on the Southern Baptist Resolutions Committee, and they came up with a resolution regarding support of Israel. I think it's very exciting.
Yeah, it's very exciting to see this particular resolution is one that says there's never been a time, you know, for us to support Israel than now. And it speaks about supporting Israel's right to exist. In fact, it says in part, quote, "We support the right of Israel to exist as a sovereign state and reject any activities that attack the right by promoting economic, cultural, and academic boycotts against Israel," close quote. Now, that latter part is referring to what's called the BDS movement, or the Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions movement that has been initiated against Israel. And what they try to do with that is say you should boycott Israel, you should divest any economic involvement or activity with Israel, and you should sanction Israel. Well, good luck with that, because if you do that, you might as well go back to the Dark Ages, because Israel is the epicenter of the leading technological advances, medical advances, and even military advances.
Right. Besides being God's chosen land, first and foremost, I don't think people realize that Israel has the most countries on NASDAQ outside of the U.S. That's more than Europe and India combined.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing, Matt. The people don't realize the economic powerhouse that Israel is.
Well, and beyond that, it's the democratic center of the Middle East. I mean, where are Arabs the freest anywhere in the Middle East? Well, Israel. So it's just completely counterintuitive that you have this BDS movement that's in vogue, it's popular, you know, on college campuses, liberal college campuses around the country. Of course, good, solid universities like Liberty University are bucking the trend of this divestment in Israel. But it's so good to see the Southern Baptist Convention officially take a stand against this really extremist movement, because this divestment movement puts churches, the PCUSA, for instance, which is completely liberal, the Presbyterian Church, they're a part of the BDS movement. Of course, they also endorse homosexual marriage and abortion and other things. So typically it's these groups and organizations, colleges and churches that are aligning on the hard left of social issues that are also attacking Israel in this way.
Well, you know, Liberty University has been a leader in this area. In fact, they just recently announced that Liberty University was going to make a $5 million investment as the first type of investment, with more money coming into Israel with regards to Israel medical technology. And, you know, if you look at Israel just from an economic standpoint, Israel is one of the few countries in the world, if not the only country in the world, that did not have an economic downturn during the 2009 worldwide economic downturn. Israel invented the USB. Everyone knows what a USB is. Well, guess where it came from? It came from Israel. Israel invented cherry tomatoes. How many of us eat cherry tomatoes? Well, guess where that came from? It came from Israel.
The Waze that we love to use to find our way around here.
Which Google Maps ultimately bought from a startup company there, resulting in every employee in the Waze startup company in Israel pocketing $1.2 million because of the huge buyout that Google saw with that. PayPal's bought a company in Israel that is used for their credit card fraud detection. ReWalk is the medical technology that allows people who are paralyzed to walk for the very first time.
The pill cam?
You can go, yeah, the pill cam, which is a little pill that you swallow, and it takes photography throughout your intestinal tract.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So it's, you can go on and on and on about the economic powerhouse of Israel, but as you said, Matt, it's also the center of democracy. In fact, we had an Arab Israeli who is an internationally known journalist, and where does he live? He lives in Jerusalem. He came to speak to our Covenant Journey group of students, and he says that's the only place he feels safe. He doesn't live in Gaza. Ramallah is not safe. He certainly wouldn't live in other parts of the Middle East. He lives there in Israel, and specifically in Jerusalem, where he feels the safest.
Matt, what is the nexus, the genesis of this divestment movement? When you have Israel, again, standing up for human rights across the board, even, and for Arabs as well as Jewish peoples and people around the world, what can possibly be causing all of these college campuses around the country and even some church, mainline church denominations, and other liberal groups to be attacking Israel in this way?
You know, I think it's spiritual at the very core of it. If you go back all the way to the time of the Egypt, they wanted to destroy the Jewish people. Assyria wanted to disperse the Jewish people. Babylon wanted to disperse and destroy the Jewish people. In Persia, during the time of Esther, there was a time that they were going to kill all the Jewish people. You come up to more modern times, obviously Rome wanted to disperse the Jewish people and kill them. And then you come to the Holocaust, and it's been like this all the way through history. So it's nothing new.
Yeah.
You can't
good old
explain
fashioned
it.
Anti-Semitism.
It's anti-Semitism, and I think it's because Israel is a unique place throughout the history of God's economy, in which this is where the prophets preached, this is where the kings ruled, this is where Jesus the Messiah was born, where he lived, where he ultimately suffered and died and was resurrected. And so this is the epicenter of world history, both past, present, and future.
And they are very peaceful people and looking for friends and looking for support, you know, so.
They are. And you know, you can go to, Liberty Council has several outreaches to be able to plug you into Israel. We have our Christians in Defense of Israel. And that website is CID Israel, CID Israel, all one word. CIDIsrael.org, and Covenant Journey, covenantjourney.org. And Covenant Journey is a program for Christian college-age students to take Christian college-age students who have leadership potential to Israel. And it literally is a life transformative experience. Holly, you were just on one of those. And we also have programs like that through our Liberty Ambassador Council that you can learn about on the Christians in Defense of Israel website, where if you're not a college student, you can also participate, but that one's a fully paid one. The Covenant Journey is, we underwrite that except for $500. The person who is the college student who's selected and approved, all they have to do is pay $500, get to New York, and everything else is covered.
You know, it's so exciting too, and it's evident of God's hand on that country as you ride around and you see the things that are growing there, the fruits and the vegetables, and we always comment about how wonderful the food is, but to see two different types of fruits or vegetables growing with each other there in the desert land.
Hot
that
and
shouldn't
cold
be,
climate
right.
type of vegetables and
yeah.
fruits that cannot grow together here
right.
in the United States. They have to grow in one part of
and
the
they're delicious.
State versus the other part of the United States. And there they grow side by side.
Absolutely.
Unbelievable. And this goes all the way back to the first century when Josephus even recognized that phenomenon. Only there in the world is where he recognized that phenomenon. Well, go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org, lc.org, and cidisrael.org. That's our Israel website. You can get plugged into our newsletters at those websites. And if you want to learn about Covenant Journey, if you have individuals, children, grandchildren, friends, that are Christian college-age students who have leadership potential, then go to covenantjourney.org because we want to be able to connect with them. This is literally a life transformative experience. We have already been connected with 143 plus colleges and universities across the country where students have come from, and they literally have a life transformative experience. covenantjourney.org is the website. You know, one of the things that is a point that we mention when we're in Israel with our students through the Covenant Journey program is we are actually on different sites where Jesus may have said something. It may not be something that you see right away, but you can trust it. And you can trust it here in every other area of your life as well. Pray for Liberty Counsel and support our Israel outreach. You can do that at any one of these websites, lc.org, cidisrael.org, or covenantjourney.org. Check them out. Pray for Israel and stand with Israel, especially at this time.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website is lc.org. Become an active partner with Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.